everyone, and welcome to the Trim Radio Network and Take Point 22. I am Michael Lupusol, and anyway, we are glad to have you here. We broadcast live all over the world, so if you come on over to the Trim Radio Network, you can hear a variety of great shows from America's Funniest Online Dates, Bare Knuckles Radio Show, Fishing in Florida Show, Red Pill Reality Show, Money and Change, Spiritual Freedom, Take Point 22, this show right here, Brighter Life Show. I mean, we just have so many more. Slobber Knocker, we have Offsides, we have Circle of Q. We have a lot of shows and good stuff. And you know what? You're not going to find cussing and swearing and everything else like that on other radio stations. You won't find that here. We're a good Christian-type-based radio station that we don't believe that you need to do that. We want this to be a family-oriented type radio show. So that's one of the greatest things that we have going on. Anyway, so come on over to the Trim Radio Network, and you can do a lot of stuff over here, too. So you can shop, you can buy some merchandise, pick your favorite show, and sport it around for us. We'd love to see that. And, you know, if you want to be a part of our Trim Radio Network team, all you have to do is message us. And we'll show you how easy it is from there. So just send us a message and we'll guide you right on through. Anyway, the opinions expressed by our host, co-host, guest, myself, and others is not necessarily that of the Trim Radio Network, its owners, managers, or others. And any information shared by us is not to be considered to be used as advice. We inform, we don't advise. And that great song right there, Here Is Now, or Here Is Gone, is, you know, oh, man. That is just good stuff from the Goo Goo Dolls, covered under our BMI music license, 615-1658. And we do have a call-in number, as always, 803-866-1667. You call in, give us your opinion, and you know what? We might agree, we might not agree, but that's okay as long as we're not cursing and swearing or anything like that. We'll voice it and we'll air it, and that's the way it goes. Got a lot of stuff going on, and the VA's got some new things. Most of the veterans, I'm sure, noticed an increase. So it went from 33, 32 on up to like 36 something, which was good and long overdue. You know, and that little extra amount does help. So for a lot of the veterans that suffer and that are going through a bunch of stuff, like myself, every penny counts, and we're grateful for it. And you know, I'll tell you what, it's helped out a lot. There's a lot going on with the VA mortgages and stuff. South Carolina Homeowners Rescue. If you are in South Carolina or some states that are just around it, and you have access to it, use it. So if you did a forbearance, and you know, you found out, you were told one thing and found out something else, and you need a grant, you can get a free grant, and you can go there if you fall within the eligibility limits, and they will take care of it. And they're very, very good. Very, very blessed to have used them and tried it, and very grateful. And you hate to have to go through anything like that. It's very, very stressful. And everything happens, but life does happen. So between COVID, long COVID, you know, having that three times and foot surgery and everything else, I was very lucky to be able to utilize that and very, very thankful. So check that out, South Carolina Homeowners Rescue, if you need it, guys. And you know what? Don't be fearful or ashamed to ask. Just do it. Trust me, take your worries off of your mind, and they'll handle it from there. Takes a little bit of paperwork, but other than that, it was pretty simple. Got dog hair on me. Karen obviously is not here tonight. I'm not sure what happened to her. So she's had a lot going on too. And we are stepping into a new year. So a lot of new things happening. Trying to be very patient with SSDI as well. They are really, really backed up to the point, if you guys didn't know, and your veterans, to the point of about a year and a half. So what was once anywhere from 3 to 6 months is now at least a year to a year and a half, and sometimes longer. Try not to let it get you down. Stick with it. Make sure that you're constantly making the calls, documenting everything, making sure that your records are up to date. Give them access to every single record that you have, that you've been seen for, and everything else. And, you know, make sure you have that stuff documented. It's very important. Who you spoke to, what time, what day. Don't make any mistakes on that. Also, if you are new and you have gotten out and you're wondering, hey, what do I do first? Where do I go first? I had a friend that I actually grew up with that had messaged me last week and wasn't sure where to start off. First of all, you want to get a representative. Personally, I went with the DAV. So for me, it was pretty good to go with veterans that have been through this, veterans that are going through this, that have, you know, can help you get access to your records and everything else. Getting those records is not easy. You can go on va.gov, and I can just tell you it took to get my medical records, to get all my records, my military records, medical records, and everything, was close to a year to get those records. To get the VA records, no problem. You know, I went down to Doran VA, went down into the basement down there and into their archives, and they have that available. And I believe they give you like one copy a year. Whether they still do that now or not, I don't know. But, I have to go and get another updated copy. But make sure that you have that. You take everything to the DAV. And make sure that when you're filling out to apply for your benefits and everything else, you're listing everything. Because when we got out, a lot of times, understand something. We didn't have the knowledge that we do now. And as we get older, then we start realizing, wow, you know, where did this come from? Where, you know, I don't remember this as a little kid or anything else. And you remember it from the military. You know, at that point in time, you didn't think of it that much. And now it's become a factor in your life. And it certainly did for me with the lupus and with the sarcoidosis and the blood disorder. So document everything. Make sure that you're listing everything, headaches, sleep apnea. If you're going through pains and you're having some issues from maybe some broken bones or something else that's in the VA, that, or, you know, when you were active duty, list it, especially if you went to medical for it and everything else. Make sure you get those medical records. Get yourself a good outside primary doctor. Don't rely on just the VA doctors. Always have a good primary outside doctor. That was one of the smartest moves that I made, that somebody had recommended it to me, because, an outside other perspective can give a good medical opinion also. And that was the case for me. So, and if you're going through some of the challenges, or you've been before the VA, the judge, and everything, they're behind. Understand, they have all the cases in front of you to take care of first in order before your case. So today I got my letter that, and let me read that off. And I always try to be very open, be an open book, and share all this stuff, because it is very important that, you know, in order to do this, that you know exactly which way to go and how to start off and everything. And there are a lot of other veterans out there that do help. So here we go. The appeals board at the Board of Veterans Appeals continues to be in the appeal docketed status. We must work cases in the order in which your VA Form 9 substantive appeal for a legacy or VA Form 10-182 for AMA was received, and we will update you with any progress. If you wish to contact the Board of Veterans Appeals Board or submit a statement or documents to the board, please work with your Veterans Service Organization, your VSO, or a representative if you have one. All submissions must include the veteran's name and claims filed number and can be submitted via mail or fax, Board of Veterans Appeals, P.O. Box 27063, Washington, D.C., 238. And they also have a fax number on there, 1-844-678-8979. That's toll free. You know, that office is also open. You know, it's, you know, you can call 1-800-827-1000 from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Or like I said, you can go to www.va.gov/claim or appeal, hash mark status, to check out everything, you know, see where it's at. But those things are done in order. If you have new evidence and everything else, don't just hang on to it. Make sure that you get it down to the DAV or the Legions, you know, Legionnaires, or whoever is helping you with your benefits, your claims benefits and everything. Make sure that you get it down there and you take care of it. But one of the first steps that you want to do once you get out, if you are having sickness or you're having illness or you're having some things that, you know, happen during your time of active service, get down to your local VA. Get your VA card. Get access into the hospital and everything like that. You know, they'll work on the claims there, you know, doing that. You might have to do a copay for a little bit, but it's still cheaper than the other hospitals around, a lot. And once you're in and you're in the system, get to the DAV. Start filing for those claims. And, you know, if you get denied the first time, go back, file it again, try to find newer evidence. They do not take a lot of online evidence as proof or anything else. However, I still submitted a lot to back up the doctor, not only myself, but the doctor. I asked for two discs, one that went to my primary on the outside and then one I could use for the DAV. I always recommend doing that. So the primary, the outside, my civilian doctor, and I pay out of pocket for that. You know, I paid out of pocket for that. And, you know, to see him and everything. And the reason that I did it was I wanted that other opinion. I wanted to make sure, because a lot of times you get this feeling. It doesn't mean it's true. Like I said, information, not advice. But you get that feeling that you're not going to get the help that you need from the VA doctors. And the only reason I say that is because you have to think of it. What about their job? Okay? So I don't know who's, you know, they have a job to do, and yes, it's to treat you and get you the best treatment that, you know, and their oath and everything like that. Will they testify for you? You know, I don't think so. You know, I don't think they're going to lay it on the line like that. I've only run into one who did, and that helped out, certainly. But I went to a lot of CNPs, so, you know, the examinations and everything, and, you know, so many different doctors. And it took a long time. It did. It took a long time. And, you know, some of the things that I got denied on, I went back. I went back again and again and again, and will continue to do that because you just don't know what the future holds. And, you know, those things for me are a life and death situation because they're a progression. The diseases are a progression type deal. So I want to make sure that I'm covered all the way around. You just don't know. And a lot of people are like, well, you know, how could you be in a building that had asbestos and it didn't affect anyone else? I don't know their body. Okay. I don't know how their body reacts to something. So it's different for everybody. Understand that. It's the same with the burn pits. It's the same with everything else. Same with the drinking water. Same with everything else. You just don't know how people's, you know, are going to react or who's going to end up with what. But it happens. So understand, what I was interested in was the source. And you are creating, and you have to remember this, you are creating an on-ramp and then a bridge and then an off-ramp. Okay, here's the on-ramp. I went into the service and this and that. The bridge is I was at this place and this is exactly what took place during that time, and the off-ramp. Here's the end result. this is what's going on, and this is now what I'm dealing with. And you were laying that out. You were laying that grid out, that plan out to the DAV in order to help you get your benefits for what you're gone through, or what you're going through. So keep that in mind. Always try to be as calm as you can, and forthright, and go. Don't miss any appointments. I can't emphasize this enough. There are a lot of veterans out there, okay, guys? So you missing an appointment or not getting to an appointment is definitely taking an appointment away from somebody else. Don't do that, okay? I will be the first to testify right here. The online video connect stinks. It does not work. There's two different dates or two different times of the appointment. One on the top is inaccurate. The one that's in the middle to the bottom is the accurate one. It doesn't connect all the way through. It depends on which. For me, I can't even use Chrome on it at all. So I've been using Safari on it, and Safari has its own issues. The volume and everything is really, really low, but it's not working with anything else. And I've checked all the the website stuff as far as like security and everything like that on my end on my computer to see if maybe my software was blocking it, and it's not. And so it's just been kind of a nightmare. It's a hit or miss deal, and then a lot of times doctors don't come on right away. Very frustrating because their schedules are booked. What the VA is not telling you is they really don't want you to go to see an outside doctor at all. They'd rather keep you in-house. Understand, they're losing money when they do that. So, and it is costly, and I understand that. But there is a level of care that must be met. And if you can't do that within a timely fashion, then you know what? It becomes necessary. So that was one of the greatest things that could happen for veterans, was the being allowed to do that. You do have to call in by a certain time. You have 72 hours if you go to the emergency room to call in. Let them know what happened. It was an emergency taken by ambulance or whatever. There is a line for that. Let me see if I've got that. It's a notification line, just so that you all are aware of that. And the 72-hour reporting hotline for the VA for outside emergency care. It is 1-844-724-7842. So that's 1-844-724-7842. Make sure you give them all the details. If you took an ambulance, make sure that you let them know, okay? So that they because remember, the hospital bill is different. You have to make sure that, you know, they have the hospital who you were seen by, the doctor's bill and everything else in order so that you're covered. Because if you let that lapse, you're on the hook for it, okay? You had 72 hours to do it. I mean, they're giving you a week. If you're still in that care or treatment and you can't do that within that time, make sure that you leave somebody else that is in your best interest that can report that for you. So very important to do that. You definitely want to help yourself. And I understand trying to call the VA at this time, you're going to get hit with the PACT. You're going to get hit with all these different things. The messages alone are almost 3 minutes to 4 minutes. The biggest problem I have with them is, if you go and try to get to the operator to get the extension, you're hooked up to extensions that are no longer working, numbers that are no longer working and everything else. The VA, you guys need to get it together on that. Make sure that these extensions are good and they are solid so that your veterans can get the help that they want. There's definitely some problems that need to be fixed for everybody, but that is a huge one, not being able to reach the specialty labs and everything else. So, these numbers get changed all the time. So if these numbers get changed all the time, then imagine how hard it is to contact the correct doctor and to, you know, get the help that you need. I've been on the phone with them before for almost 2 hours, and it's very, very frustrating. So, you know, to the point to where I'm like, should I just drive like the 26 miles, 27 miles? But then you get shuffled into the emergency room. Understand that you're not going to get in and just go see your doctor. It doesn't work that way. They'll tell you if you're there, then you're there for the emergency room. So, and if you're paying out of pocket, It's going to be a lot more, so understand that. But, you know, it is what it is right now. Hopefully we can work these bugs out. They are trying to get better and better. It's just going to take time. And now that we're finally getting past the COVID and all these other pandemics that are coming up now, hopefully this will go a lot smoother. But like I said, for new people that are just trying to start off and figure out, hey, where do I go, man? What do I do? You know, I am suffering. I need this, and I need to get some benefits and stuff like that to help me out and get some care. You know, it's not about the money, guys. A lot of times it's about getting the treatment and not having to pay out of pocket to where you're broke. Okay? Yeah, I'm, you know, a lot of it is an edge off of it, and some of us can't do the full-time work that we once did. I know I can't. Age is a factor, you know, deterioration, everything, you know, my body, my mind, and everything else. It's harder and harder. So therefore, these things come in to help me, to assist me along the way. If you're just getting out of there and you have been, you know, going through a lot already, help out your other veterans. Guide them. Show them the way. Like I said, go to the DAV first, okay, the DAV. Make sure that you use them, and if you get a chance to donate to them, please do. These guys really work hard. They are veterans themselves, most of them, and they do care about you, and they do get the ball rolling. They get the paperwork rolling. They get everything done. They're filing everything. So understand, that's a big task. Okay, that's a big task in itself. If you try to do it by yourself, 9 out of 10 times you will fail. And I'm just going to tell you that. Make sure that you're getting professional help. The DAV is not charging you anything. You know, Legionnaires isn't really, they don't charge you either. They have usually somebody that's in-house that helps out to veterans, foreign legions. They help out, have somebody in-house that will help you out. I know we have some good ones down here. I can just tell you, there's a lot of places that you can go. If you hire a lawyer, you're going to be throwing your money away, especially when you have very competent people that can do this for you, that can help you out. And there are other veterans that are on the different pages, from Facebook to other pages, from TikTok, Snapchat, and other pages that are exceptionally gifted and versed in VA benefits. There is, your federal benefits for veterans, dependents, and survivors. This is the 2021 edition. However, they have another edition out, okay? My suggestion is you get these booklets, get these pamphlets, read through them. There is a book out there that one of my buddies is a veteran himself, Navy vet himself, that passed along to me on exactly what is required for you to get benefits and everything else, and helped out immensely. So if there are books out there and everything else, my suggestion is read them, go through them, try to get what you can. And, you know, do not take a denial the first time. That's kind of a standard procedure. You find that with a lot of things. So go back, refile again. Try to get more evidence. This is where your primary on the outside will help. Let them know the circumstances. Let them know, hey, listen, this is how it was. This is what I was dealing with and everything else. He's a medical doctor, okay? A specialty doctor. He's going to know the links that you're not going to know. Oh, I can see that. I can understand that. Well, sure, let me show you why. I was lucky. I have a very gifted primary on the outside as well as my primary on the inside. I use my doctors, all of them. The primary on the inside is to make sure that I'm getting my specialty treatment from my doctors from inside the VA. Rheumatology, pulmonary, infectious diseases. It's so many, I can't even list them all. And I can just tell you, it is a huge help. The outside doctor, if you know they're deciding on something, I'll go back and I'll say, okay, what do you think of this game plan? You know, how is this? I want a second opinion. They're not the ones dealing with the problem. You are. I am. So make sure that you have a second opinion. That's what your primary on the outside is for. And you can use that information and then have it shuffled into the paperwork with the VA. Let them know, hey, listen, I see an outside doctor. I'm doing this. And, you know, for me, they can't say anything about it because I'm paying for it. It's coming out of my pocket, my money. And I can't get in and see the primary. The primary only usually sees you probably once a year. That, to me, is not going to be enough care for dealing with the issues that I deal with. So I have to use the outside doctor who is local, that is only 2 miles away. And like I said, I'm blessed. I was lucky in that aspect rather than driving 26. Trying to drive 26 miles when you're very, very sick is not, it's not incumbent, you know, to me to do so. It just isn't. Not when I can get that kind of care. And if I need emergency care, I'm lucky. I have a hospital that's exactly 2 miles away. So I've been very blessed with that and had to use that 3-4 times. So just make sure that you're setting yourselves up for success. That's the biggest important thing. Use the DAV. I can't say it enough. I used the DAV and I had no issues. I mean, it's time consuming and everything, but I had no real issues. Those guys worked very, very hard and got me the appointments, got me the, went in there and talked to the judge for the appeals and everything like that. And there was no other way to go about it, and went to the outside doctor and, he verified to me exactly what I already knew, what I already believed. And he said, absolutely. And then showed me the links. And I was like, whoa, okay. So keep that in mind. But listen, I am not going to be on here a full hour tonight, guys. I am only on here for a half an hour because I have no guests tonight, but this is our first show. Welcome to the new year. That is for sure. Let's hope that it is a blessed and happy new year. If you deal with mental health, and I might just stay on here for a little bit longer. If you're dealing with mental health issues and everything else, I do. Like I said, I'm an open book. I'm not ashamed about it. Most of my friends and everybody, my loved ones already know I'm bipolar 2, deal with severe depression, anxiety, panic attacks, memory loss, a variety of different things. And take a tremendous amount of medication. That's tough in itself. So if you're dealing with that and you feel that you are just not being successful or whatever and not being able to get in, remember the emergency number is 988. Call it, please. I understand those feelings of not wanting to be here. I understand those suicidal feelings. And I get that very much so. Don't sit there and suffer with it or think that you can get by with it, because there are just too many veterans that end up being a statistic and then taking our 22 a day up to 25.2 a day during the pandemic, which they now say is less than 22 a day. I want to see the new statistics that are going to come out, and then we'll talk about that probably in a later show. But don't sit here and try to suffer and bear with it by yourself. It's real hard to do, and make sure that it's going to take a while to get the right medications. Don't be impatient. And medications itself can cause those feelings and those thoughts. So understand that. The side effects for some of these medications is brutal. Believe me, I know I've probably been on all of them. It is not easy, but you will come down and they will figure out the right medications, hopefully in the right doses and what mixes together that'll give you a more stable outcome. So make sure though that you're being very open with the doctor. Tell them everything that's going on. That I can't emphasize enough. Don't miss the appointments. I can't emphasize that enough. Make sure that you're doing follow through. You know what it's like? You were in the military. You were trained. You're supposed to be strict of eye. You're supposed to be attention to detail and everything else. You know what to do. Put it in that perspective. Try to stay focused as you can be. And I know it's harder, especially when you get older. You know, I'm like a squirrel. My mind wanders, and no one likes big crowds. I can handle being around veterans. I feel more comfortable around them. So I use the VA as much as possible. If I disagree with them on something, I'm going to the primary on the outside. I'm lucky with the benefits to be able to pay for that. So that's one of the biggest benefits that I've had in order to be able to do that. But make sure that you line yourself up that way. And it's just going to make a big difference for you, and it's going to help you in the long run. And I think that you have a better chance of getting the benefits that you earned. Understand, it's not a gift. You earned it. We all earned it. If you put on that uniform and you served, you did your job. No one said, I'm no hero. I didn't understand. I'm non-combatant and everything else. So I wasn't facing these guys face to face or anything else. I unfortunately caught a serious illness from the environment that I was in. And that's just the way it went, and have dealing with it, and dealt some other blows along the way with it. And I'll tell you what, now here I am in this situation. But as I get older, I'm thankful. And, you know, otherwise I couldn't have done that. So I couldn't have paid for that. So thank God that, you know, I have that to help out, and I use it for the right reasons, for outside medical and everything else. There's a lot of people that don't. Be responsible, you know, and do the right thing. Make sure that you get down and you're helping yourself. You helping yourself is helping your family. So, and the VA does offer a lot of programs, a lot of different programs to help you out. So make sure that you're using them. Use your benefits, all of them. You earned them. Make sure that you're using those benefits, and you're getting the help that you need. Because especially in today's times, with the way that the country's going and the way that everything is heading, now more than ever, I think it is so much more important. For me, I like isolation. I like my home. It's where I'm most at peace. So you have to find a peace in your life, or whatever it's going to do to help you along the way to where it gives you the best chance for survivability and comfort. And, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, guys, moving on to some other things that are going on. Like I said, you can get your VA benefits if you are hindered, as I have become within the last year, and you cannot work full-time anymore, and you filed for SSDI. Whew, it's a patience game. Now, on that one, I did hire an attorney, a law firm, for that one. And I can tell you, even with them, they are just backlogged. And I feel like it's an inch every 6 months. That's it. And I'm still waiting. But be patient. Hopefully it will, the ship will be righted at some point. But, you know, it's been a struggle. So a lot of frustration on a lot of different things. So, after that, you know, I hope that we go into the new year and you're going to have to approach every year a little differently, you know. And again, in the last couple of years, it took me a lot to find a lot of peace. And some people do real well down at mental health and groups. I do not. By the time I leave there, I feel like I'm leaving with all of their problems, and they're leaving with all of my problems on top of it, which means twice as many problems. I do better one-on-one counseling, and it helps out. Try to find a good counselor. The VA does have many good counselors. And you know, make sure that you're using it as much as you can. read as much as you can. I delved into the Bible. I found a piece there. It helped out a lot. You know, I hope that you guys can, you know, somehow find that same amount. That has helped me a lot. It is made it to where it's much more manageable. So keep that in mind. Like I said, if you have any problems or anything else, you can always message TakePoint 22, you know, to get started or whatever, as far as with the DAV or whatever. There's your local VA always has one real close by. Usually it's right there. Lucky for me, mine's right there, right on the VA campus. So, but there's local DAVs that are down there where they specialize, like I said, in helping you get your benefits. So with that, I'll tell you what, I've got about maybe 4 minutes left. I hope everyone has a wonderful new year and it becomes a lot better health-wise and a lot happier. Find your comfort. That's all I can tell you. Try to find your comfort zone and live within it. And like I said, we answer the messages pretty quick, or we try to. So, but let's have a lot of hope for this year. And, you know, here we are. We're at the very beginning, so we're just starting off again. And hopefully it's going to work out for everybody. And I'm going to pray so. And be kind to one another. Be good to one another. And God bless you guys. Anyway, thank you for joining us here on Take Point 22. I apologize. I don't get a lot of guests on here or anything else. We kind of talk about some of the news and the different things going on. I try to keep it very simple. Just passing information along. Don't forget, pick up the booklet, Your Federal Benefits for Veterans and Dependents and Survivors, from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. You can go on to va.gov at any time. You can check your statuses. Oh, My Health Vet. Make sure that you guys are definitely signed into the new version of My Health Vet, My Healthy Vet. You can schedule, manage appointments. You can also do messaging to your primary doctors, your specialty care doctors. It takes them a little bit of time to return messages and stuff like that. They're not always exactly what I call very speedy with it, but they will message back. One of the greatest things about it is I like being able to have the ability to go in there and check all my chem levels, my, you know, blood tests and everything. So, which has been very helpful because I can take those to my outside primary doctor. Having all the blood tests done, you know, CBCs and everything else, and makes a huge difference because it will save you money on the outside. You're already paying out of pocket for the outside primary. But if you're getting and utilizing the VA for the blood tests and then getting those results and still being able to share it with the outside doctor, VVU right off your phone, it's going to save you a lot of time and trouble and money from having to retake those tests again. So that is one of the greatest benefits with that too. Being able also to, a lot of times, they can't get you in, you know, like I said, but once a year, twice a year to your primary, or they'll just send you down to the emergency room. So trying to get in there and do all that, a lot of times messages can be sent and there's secure messages on there. And you have access to everything on there. So you can get your letters, your approval letters, your benefits letters, and everything else off of the VA.gov. You know, when you log into the whole thing, and make copies of them, print them off, make copies of them. If you are 100% service connected, such as me, make sure that you are, you know, certain states have certain laws, but you have your tax exemption for your house and, well, here in South Carolina, up to two vehicles. So make sure that you are getting in with your county tax assessor and everything and turning those letters in to the South Carolina, you know, for me, it was the South Carolina Department of Revenue and everything like that, turning in all that stuff. And then it goes from there. You get the approval from them. Send that back to the mortgage company, your VA mortgage, and they add that in and understand your payment will go down because you are tax exempt on those things. So knowing what your benefits are, you also have some certain burial benefits that you have too, that are available to you, you know, as long as you're honorably discharged and everything and served your time honorably. A lot of people ask, how long does it take to be considered to be a veteran? It is up to 24 months, but there are certain circumstances and everything else. So, and whether that's changed now or not, I don't know, but I don't believe so. At least I haven't researched it enough, so I'm not going to give you a definitive answer on that. But I believe that that is the correct amount of time in order to be considered that. Make sure that you turn that paperwork in. That also is very time consuming because they're going to want everything. I understand that. And there are letters and everything that go on out. Plus, you have access to the commissary. Okay, you might not think that that's a big deal. The prices are definitely cheaper there. So it will save you some money. And for me, I'm more comfortable going on the base and going to the commissary there, much more comfortable than being out in public malls or anything like that. I'm sorry, I get very panicky around huge crowds and everything. That doesn't mean you will, just means that I am. But so I am always more comfortable being on a military base or around military people. But these benefits are available to you, but you do have to do the work, put in the work for it to get these benefits available to you. So ask the questions, find out what the next step is. You may have to go, you know, there are travel pays and stuff like that also that are available for certain distances. I believe it's 25 miles to 30 miles. Like for me, I don't go after the travel pay per se. I don't even know if that's included in it or not, to tell you the truth. I guess I should, but I don't. But, you know, I'm blessed that I had enough gumption to go and check out the other things because those are huge, huge helps. So be good to yourself, like I said, and make sure that you're doing everything that you're supposed to do. Spouses, just so you know, and let me get in here because I know it's in here and I have to read it. You have e-benefits, so apply for both benefits and view the disability compensation claim status. And like I said, access official military documents, the DD-214. Make sure that you have multiple copies of that too. So keep that on hand. Make sure you have multiple copies of your DD-214, okay? And, you know, you can register for your e-benefits account at one of two levels, your basic or your premium. A premium account allows the user to access personal data in VA and DOD systems, as well as apply for benefits online. Check the status of the information entered into e-benefits by the service member or veteran only. The basic accounts cannot access the VA or DOD systems. I didn't do the basic. I just don't believe that. Basic eligibility for healthcare, just so that you know, and I'm going to go ahead and read this off to you guys while we still have a little time. A person who served in the active military, naval, or air service who was discharged and released under conditions other than dishonorable may qualify for VA healthcare benefits, including qualifying Reserve and National Guard members. Former service members who have other than honorable discharge can receive an initial mental health assessment and will be connected with needed mental and behavioral health services. The minimum duty requirements. Veterans who enlisted after September 7th, 1980 or entered active duty after October 16th, 1981 must have served, there it is, 24 continuous months or the full period for which they were called to active duty in order to be eligible. The minimal duty requirement may not apply to veterans discharged for hardship. There it is. There's your exceptions. Early out or disability incurred or aggravated in the line of duty. To apply by phone, it is 1-877-222-VETS. So that's 8387. 1-877-222-8387, Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. VA staff members will collect the needed information and process the enrollment application for an enrollment determination. Or, like I said, you can go online, va.gov. You'll fill out the application electronically, submit it to the VA processing. The VA will search for your supporting documentation through its electronic information systems and will contact you if it is unable to verify your military service. They keep records on everybody and everyone, so they should. And, you know, Health Eligibility Center is Attention Enrollment Eligibility Division, 2957 Claremont Road, Suite 200, Atlanta, Georgia, 30329-1647. Or you can apply in person at any VA healthcare facility or VA regional office. Once enrolled, veterans can receive healthcare at VA healthcare facilities anywhere in the country. So, here we go. The following four categories of veterans are not required to enroll, but are urged to do so to permit better planning of health resources. Veterans with the service-connected disability rated at 50% or more. Number one. Number two, veterans seeking care for disability the military determined was incurred or aggravated in the line of duty, but which VA has not yet rated within 12 months of discharge. Number three, veterans seeking care for service-connected disability only. And number four, veterans seeking registry exams, ionization, radiation, Agent Orange, Gulf War, Operation Enduring Freedom, Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation New Dawn, OEF, OIF, OND, depleted uranium, airborne hazards, and open burn pit registry. During enrollment, each veteran is assigned to a priority group. The VA uses priority groups to balance demand for VA healthcare enrollment with resources. Changes are available. Resources may reduce the number of priority groups VA can enroll. If this occurs, the VA will publicize the changes and notify affected enrollees. Understand that they're going to sit there and they're going to try to take care of you as best as you can. Moving on. And I was trying to find this in here. There are so many different things. The reimbursement for travel costs. Eligible veterans and non-veterans may be provided mileage reimbursement or, when medically indicated, special mode transportation, wheelchair, via ambulance. When travel is relation to VA medical care, the reimbursement is 41.5 cents per mile and subject to a deductible of $3 for each one-way trip and $6 for a round trip with a maximum deductible of $18 or the amount after 6 one-way trips, whichever occurs first, per calendar month. The deductible may be waived when travel is in relation to a VA compensation or pension examination by a special mode of transportation by eligible non-veteran or will cause a severe financial hardship as defined by current regulatory benefits. So there you go. Eligibility is have a service-connected rating of 30% or more, or traveling for treatment of a SC condition, or receive a VA pension, and or income does not exceed the maximum annual VA pension rate. So that'll help you. And this is something new that I did not know, that I did not see in there. Home improvements and structural alterations. And these are, again, for veterans that are definitely impaired. A VA provides up to 6,800 lifetime benefits for a service-connected veteran, up to 2,000 lifetime benefits for non-service-connected veterans to make home improvements and structural changes necessary for the continuation of treatment or for disabled access to the veteran's home, a central laboratory, a sanitary facilities for application informations. Contact the prosthetic representatives at the nearest VA medical center. Every VA's got pretty much has a prosthetics department or whatever. So there's also some special eligibility programs, services for the blind and visually impaired veterans, mental health care treatment, veterans crisis line. Like I said, don't forget that number, you know, 988 if you need it. I'll tell you what. Urgent care. The VA offers urgent care services to eligible veterans at VA medical facilities or at in-network urgent care clinics closer to home to treat minor injuries and illnesses that are not life-threatening, such as cold, strep throat, sprained muscles, skin, ear infections. To be eligible, veterans must be enrolled in the VA healthcare system and have received care through the VA from either a VA community provider within the past 24 months. It's very, very important that you guys do, like I said, don't miss any appointments, don't do anything like that, because you're hurting yourself and you're hurting others too that really need the treatment and everything. Get the booklet. The booklet has got pretty much so many different things going on, even for surviving spouses. Some spouses of veterans may have home loan eligibility. And the unmarried surviving spouse of a veteran who died as a result of service-connected causes, the surviving spouse of a veteran who dies on active duty, you know, there's so many different things. So you want to make sure that you're covering your family, you're protecting them. And home loan guarantee and the appraisals and everything like that, closing costs, other types of loans, home loan guarantee limits. And you know what? A lot of the stuff is going to help you. I'll tell you what, try to go through the whole book and decipher it. It's going to get me nervous while I'm just sitting here trying to read all this stuff. But again, the book is Federal Benefits for Veterans, Dependents, and Survivors. I have the 2001 edition from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Make sure that you get the book. And there it is. Just so that you guys can see it. It will help you along the way. Like I said, any other questions or whatever, if you have any questions about tonight's show, let me know. Anyway, we are out of here. This was the first show, and of course I was kind of doing this one solo. Usually I have Karen here to help me from getting nervous and stuff, but she was not here today. So hopefully I will catch her next week. Until then, guys, I appreciate you tuning in to Take Point 22, and hopefully I gave you enough information to help you out, at least get you started and everything. I'm no expert at it, but I'm going to tell you, it was long, it was painstaking to try to get everything and do everything, but hopefully I helped you out along the way and at least gave you a good starting point. Anyway, much love to you all. I am in awe of all you guys. Trust me, I am in awe of you all. Thank you for everything that you've done for this country and everything that you continue to do. So God bless the veterans. God bless our active duty. And thank you guys for everything. Thank you for our freedom. We're very, very grateful, and we will see you next week. Same time. Thanks, guys, for tuning in.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. For a break that would make it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins. Let me be empty. Oh, and weightless. And maybe I'll find some peace.
Comfort here.